Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. 9:21. Wow, we had a heck of a community calendar, but now we're ready to go and talk about the hull of a race. And Pam Peters is here, and Jeannie Cox is here. This race has been going on for a long time now. It's part of the bigger and broader Hull annual picnic. But today we're going to concentrate our efforts on the hull of a race because it raises money for something that's near and dear to my heart, which is Parkinson's disease. And I have brand new bling today. They brought me a hull of a race running for Parkinson's little bracelet to remind me that Parkinson's research is very important to figure out why people get Parkinson's and what the treatments are for Parkinson's. So first, let's start out. Pam Peters, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're involved in Hull of a Race, which is coming up on Saturday, August 19th in Hull.
Actually, thank you, Mary. It is Saturday, August 17th.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
There we go.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is near and dear to my heart, and because my father was diagnosed many years ago with Parkinson's, and sadly, he lost his battle this spring, and so I hate to see anybody go through this, and I want to do everything I can to help raise money to find a cure.
You and I have similar stories. I lost my father. He did not actually die of Parkinson's. He died of colon cancer, but I share the story that the Parkinson's had been, you know, he'd been disintegrating, I guess is a good word, for years, and he's probably the only person who got a diagnosis of colon cancer and actually said, good, something will kill me because I don't want to live with Parkinson's anymore. Now, obviously, he wasn't quite that fatalistic. He struggled on, but Parkinson's, if you know a person with Parkinson's, that's all you know is one person with Parkinson's, because it is as different and as varied as individual people. So, but I do sympathize with you. It's hard to see your father, who was so strong and was always your rock, to suffer like that. So my sympathies go out to you.
Thank you.
What about you? What is your connection, Jeannie Cox, to the Parkinson's group?
Well, I grew up in this area, in Hull, and on a farm, and I have noticed this Parkinson's disease seems to be affecting our rural population pretty hard, and more rural people are being diagnosed with Parkinson's for whatever reasons.
And they don't know.
And they don't know.
My dad grew up on a farm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, well, there's so much we don't know. And that's
absolutely
why we need to keep raising money for research.
And so many of my friends and family, not my personal family, but families of my friends that have had Parkinson's, with the community reaching out for this, I wanted to be a part of it.
Well, that is wonderful, and that's what makes Hull such a great place. You know, it's a small town, so a lot of people know everybody, and when one person is grieving or suffering, the whole town kind of gets involved. And yeah, you know, there's a lot of anecdotal things about how more people in rural areas seem to get Parkinson's, yet I've been involved in Parkinson's research now for 29 years.
Wow. Amazing.
And we still can't figure out what causes Parkinson's. There doesn't seem to be a genetic component. My dad had it, but there's no reason to believe my brother and I will get it. My first cousin has it. She obviously didn't catch it from her Uncle Charlie. Nobody else in her family has it. It's weird.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
Very much so.
Very much so. Because well, like any disease that's degenerative, like Alzheimer's or ALS or even diabetes to a certain degree, once you have the diagnosis, you can do a lot to maybe mitigate the damage, but eventually it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
So it's not a happy diagnosis and then you say, oh, good, what pill do I take or what magic operation do I have that Parkinson's won't be part of my life? So we're still working, we're still trying, and Hull of a Race, this is your 17th annual.
18th.
Oh my gosh, I had an old...
I think you had a wrong flyer.
I must have an old flyer. Well, I'm just going to change it on here. I'm just going to make a...
I'm sorry.
This must be last year's.
Yeah.
That's okay. 18th annual, that's okay. You know, and we got the date right now. It's Saturday, August 17th in Downtown Hull. The adult run is at 8 o'clock. The kids' fun run is at 7:45. And these are certified courses. That means a lot for people who actually race.
Right, and it's professionally timed.
And it's flat, pretty flat course.
It's very flat.
A lot of people get their personal best records.
If you're feeling down about yourself and you've been on a couple of races this year with hills, go to the Hull of a Race and get your best time and feel like you're really, really going to be happening with that. So obviously the race is a race, and it's pretty much the way all races are. It's professionally timed. It's chipped. You get your little bib. If you're serious about it, you zip out in the front. You try to get your best time. Other people will gallivant along and maybe end up walking before it's all over. It's only 5K or 10K, so you can run, walk, or even in a wheelchair.
Right.
You can roll,
right.
As the case may be. So basically, everyone wants to be part of this. Some people take it very seriously, and other people it's more of a stroll.
Right.
So they run till they run out of gas, and then they stroll to the finish line. The fact that it happens so early in the day is just because you're kind of kicking off the whole Hull picnic attitude on Saturday.
And it's cooler.
Yeah.
And we also have the kids' fun run, which the kids seem to really enjoy. And we have prizes and awards for them as well.
Well, it's always cute, especially depending on how little they are. I remember before the Hannibal, my little godson he'd run one block down and one block back, and he'd say, "I ran 2 miles." So for little kids, that's whatever they think they ran, that's fine with us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They think a block is a mile, that's okay. He ran 2 miles.
We have Lori Reedy, who's one of our co-founders, that comes and starts the races. And for the kids, she'll do warm-up exercises with them beforehand. It's really cute.
I have to stretch, you know, and all this other stuff as if they're really going to exert themselves.
She's a physical therapist.
But that's good. That's good because kids need to learn, you know, that stretching exercises. Oh, I remember, I went to a lot of these little kids' fun races 20 and 30 years ago, and they, you know, these kids are very deadly serious about the stretching and getting ready for their big 2-mile run. So, you know, even if it was only 2 blocks. So the mechanics of the race, you know, people can pretty much understand, you know, show up on Saturday, August 17th, pre-register or show up that day and you can be part of the race. But the real critical part is the money that's raised and what the money goes for. So let's talk about that. Who wants to tell me how much money you've raised in the 17 years prior? Now this is your 18th year. How much money has been collected?
It's been over $125,000. And all of it, every single penny, goes towards research.
And that's important to know. Does that research primarily centered in St. Louis, or are there other research centers that you're funding?
St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. And that's where most people around here get their advanced Parkinson's.
Last year we had 250 runners, and we donated $18,000 to Parkinson's research.
So you're
It was a record year.
Yes.
So you're hoping
and we're
for...
struggling to meet those numbers this year.
Okay.
So we're pushing.
Okay.
We're pushing.
We need to get, we want to give $18,000 to Parkinson's research. I haven't been as up on it as I used to be. I used to be following this very closely because, again, I had a dog in the fight. My father passed away and now my cousin's got it, but, you know, I'm not watching it as closely as I have. We still don't know what causes it.
No.
We still don't know how to prevent it. We still have good treatment options, but we can't cure it. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about some of the cutting-edge research. And I know you guys aren't neuroscientists or anything. Like, look at the looks on their faces.
Well, I do know that they have identified a genetic component.
Now, that's interesting,
but they don't have really determined how to test for it specifically. And, of course, we're working for a cure. That's
right.
That's what the goal is.
The goal is for a cure. Treatment is great.
Right.
Prediction is fine, but we've got to get a cure. And you mentioned genetic components, see?
Yeah.
They always assured me, don't worry. We haven't identified a genetic component, but it could be something that's carried on a gene that is so rare that, you know, you could not it could not show up for whatever.
Right.
You know, and like I said, my cousin and my dad have no blood relation. She's related to me on my mother's side. So who knows? And yet, so many people suffer from this. And like you said, Hull has been especially hard hit. That's why this whole thing started.
Right. Right. Well, the two founders were both Parkinson's victims. And they and their spouses and Lori Reedy started the race 18 years ago.
And I've been having them on my show almost every single one of those 18 years.
Yes.
So it is amazing the amount of money you've raised, $125,000, and yet we still must do more. Trying to find a cure. Someday it'll happen, but it's not going to happen without significant money.
Right.
How does this race compare to maybe some other races that are being held in the area? And I mean by that, they're funneling into St. Louis. This has to be a pretty big race to be giving $18,000 to.
We're the only race that benefits Parkinson's disease in the area that we're aware of.
Okay.
We really haven't found many other fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
We're one of the few in the area.
Well, that's fantastic.
So
if you like to run, this is just one more reason. And if you have anybody in your life who's affected by Parkinson's, go down and be part of this kind of support group, for lack of a better word. Because
it's a great deal of fun.
Yeah, nobody can really understand what it's like to live with Parkinson's or to love somebody living with Parkinson's until you talk to them and learn their stories. Okay, you can register online, and it's at hullofarace.com?
Yes.
Okay, got that right this year.
Yes.
That has to say hullofarace.com. I'll give you a phone number. Get a pencil, and we'll write down the phone number here. 217-440-6148. How much does it cost to get in?
Right now we are at, since we're past the early bird deadline, it is $30.
Okay, $30 per runner. Okay,
yes.
And what is it for the kids?
$10.
$10 for the kids. Okay. So we're hoping that you had 250 last year. You're hoping to make that happen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Pam Peters and Jeannie Cox, and they are advocates for Hull of a Race, which is the only race really in the whole region, the St. Louis region, that benefits Parkinson's disease research at St. Louis Hospital, where there's a huge Parkinson's center down there to try to study and evaluate people, treat them, but of course, eventually and ultimately, we want to find a cure. We'll take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening in our farm markets. When we come back, it's not just a race. There's a Friday night, a Saturday night, a Sunday. There's a whole hull of a lot going on in Hull. So we'll talk all about that. Not this weekend, but coming weekend, you'll want to be in Hull. It's 9:34. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Jeannie Cox is here. Jeannie doesn't have anybody in her family with Parkinson's, but she's just a great representative of the good town of Hull, and she wants to help out her neighbors. So she's involved in Hull of a Race. And Pam Peters lost her father, just as I did, but your loss is much more fresh than I. And I do, my deepest sympathies, because I know how hard it is caring for someone with Parkinson's. So the Hull of a Race is the keystone of the whole picnic, but there's lots of other things going on, and I don't think the people of Hull would let you back across the borderline there if you didn't talk about the whole picnic, which starts on Friday night, and you've got parade marshals and Hull of a Hero. So who wants to talk about those people and what they do and why they were selected? Go ahead.
Well, we aren't involved in the selection process,
good.
I can't say why.
But the good news is nobody's blaming you if they weren't chosen, right? Okay, good.
But they are both honorable, good men in our community, both Howard Hubbard and Kirk Rube. Kirk Rube was the mayor of Hull at one time. He's also served in the military.
Okay.
Howard Hubbard has been a faithful community volunteer and many ways, always helpful, and he is, he's just a really special guy.
So this is annually, you pick out some people that really deserve recognition
yes.
for their longevity to the community, or for
and
something outstanding that they've done, their volunteer spirit.
And for having the
service to the country
yeah. of the community always in front of them.
Well, Friday night, of course, they'll honor the parade marshal. He'll be in the parade on Saturday, so we're the Hull of a Hero. So Kirk Rube, the Hull of a Hero, and the parade marshal Howard Hubbard. I think one of the highlights, in addition to the crowning of the little Mr. and Miss and all the pageantry that goes on Friday night, has got to be the pork chop dinner. Let's talk
fried
about
chicken.
That.
Fried chicken.
It's fried chicken this year.
Yeah.
Oh, Friday night is the pork chop.
Oh, Friday night pork chops.
That's
put on by the Howells.
That's right.
Which are a longtime family in the Hull area.
Yes.
Okay. So pork chop dinner, there's also going to be a corn dog stand. So, you know, if you don't want pork chops, which I don't know why anybody doesn't want a pork chop, but, you know, everybody's got a choice. Walking tacos, ice cream will be there. The Lions Club will have their Pepsi stand, snow cones, and kettle corn. So a lot of good festival food. But if you want
right.
the big kind of sit down under the tent meal, that's the pork chop dinner. And that starts serving, what time do you start serving? About 5 o'clock or so? Or?
Four.
Okay. Early bird special. Okay. 4 o'clock. And then Saturday is the big chicken dinner you were talking about. The Lions Club put on their chicken dinner. All you can eat fried chicken, baked potato, green beans, coleslaw, dessert, and a drink. And adults eat for, it looks like, $12 here. Children 6 to 12 for 6, and kids under 5 just pick off the plate and eat for free. Again, the Lions Club, probably a standard in all small towns. Lions Club's a standard, no different in Hull. So this is a big fundraiser for them, I'm sure, with this
yes.
fried chicken dinner.
Yes, it is.
And the all-you-can-eat aspect of it is kind of unique, too.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody come hungry. But there's all kinds of activities all day Saturday. So if you want to just go down the list, whoever wants to kind of give me the rundown, we can just do it in chronological order if you want. I mean, the fun run obviously starts at 7:45 Saturday morning.
Right.
And then the race, the Hull of a Race, is at 8. And so we want everybody to get down to the park early. If you're not pre-registered, get registered that morning. Get your money in. Get your T-shirt on. And everybody's going to be stepping out at 8 o'clock. And then when they come back to the finish line, they can stay for the whole day and have a full days of activity.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of run that down for us if you don't mind.
Sure. We have the baby contest that starts at 10 o'clock. They need to register for that at 9 a.m., and that's also when all the vendors open. And then we have...
Looks like the Quincy Children's Museum is
yes.
going to be there. They're out and about everywhere.
Yes. They were a big hit last year.
I was going to say, if they are a big hit everywhere they go. I'm a big advocate for the Quincy Children's Museum and what they do. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, they not everybody can come up to their museum right around the corner here, so they bring it to all these little areas. And so generously donate if you can. I'm sure they'll have a bucket out somewhere asking for donations.
And they will be there only from 11 to 1.
Right. And the kids just love that. And, of course, the big parade starts at 1 o'clock. But you can register at noon if you want to be in the parade. And how big a parade? It says Grand Hull Parade. How many lineups do we have there? I mean, is there anybody left to watch the parade if everybody in town is in the parade? Or do you just start and then you stop and watch everybody else walk by and then you go again? So see it again?
We usually have a pretty good crowd for the parade. The streets are usually lined.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's fine.
It's a great time. I also wanted to mention that this year, Hannibal Crane Service is bringing their big, tall extension crane to do a video, aerial video of our race.
Okay.
And so we're really excited to have them come, and they'll also be putting a big flag up over our town.
Wow.
So we're happy about that, too.
Wow, the American flag flying higher, higher, higher than it's ever flown before in Hull. Now, this video that they're taking, will racers be able to purchase this later, or is this just for promotional purposes?
We are doing it primarily for promotional purposes, okay. But I'm not, you know, that's still open.
We'll see what it looks like and go from there.
Anyway, you can make a buck for Parkinson's disease. So that is going to be fantastic just to see the crane and just to see that operation get. So get out early Saturday morning because they'll be putting that up. There's going to be all kinds of neighborhood games. Quincy Balloon Man will be there. There'll be a talent show at 2, pet show at 3. Chicken dinner starts at 4. Just all kinds of great things that are going on. I love it how you're having an all-school reunion with the West Pike School.
Yes.
So no matter what year you graduated,
right.
Come on back. This is obviously the biggest event Hull puts on every year.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to try to make it home, you're going to try to make it home this weekend, right?
That's
That
true.
Sounds fantastic. And, of course, then they've got all the great food again, the hamburger stands and the chicken dinner and the ice cream and the kettle corn and a bounce house.
Yes.
That's going to be there. And then Sunday there's a car show. And so there's lots and lots of stuff to do all 3 days for the whole community picnic with the great pork chop dinner on Friday night, the fried chicken dinner all you can eat on Saturday night, Hull of a race Saturday morning, and the car show all day on Sunday. So there's really no reason not to come down and spend as much time as you possibly can in Hull.
We also have the ring raffle. We have raffles and a silent auction.
And this is for like a piece of bling ring, right? Like a
Yes.
We have Pat Kramer, who is a person that has Parkinson's, and he has
he made
this ring. Last year he made a ruby ring. This year he made a
Peridot
ring. It also has some diamonds on it. It's on a white 14-karat gold.
Wow.
And those raffle tickets are $10 a piece, but our general raffle and our quilt raffle are just $1 a piece.
Okay. So the typical fall or summer festival things that you would have in any small town, but there's always a tie-in, hopefully, to Parkinson's disease. Okay, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can get registered. Because if you're a racer out there and you want a nice flat break from all the hills you've been running, you can set your personal best time at the Hull of a Race. And you don't have to tell everybody it was through the cornfields as flat as a pancake. You can tell them you did it in San Francisco or something. They'll really be impressed. We'll be back and continue our conversation in just a moment. Ten minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour, and I've had fun, and I always do whenever we have just regular folk come on the Mary Griffith Show. They're talking about Parkinson's disease. They're not doctors. They're not neuroscientists. They're just people who have friends and family that are affected by Parkinson's disease. And I tell you what, Pam Peters and Jeannie Cox, you may not be the best public speakers, but you speak from your heart, and you're getting that message out there that this is critically important. Last year, they had a record number of runners, 250 participants, and they raised $18,000. They want to do that again this year. And, of course, with the Olympics on, I think a lot of people have been thinking about running. So why don't you go out and try to see what time you can get on the 5K or 10K race. It's officially timed. It's only $30 to enter the race as an adult. The kids fun run is only $10 per kid. And of course, all that money, absolutely 100% of it. There's no executive director. There's no paid staff. These are all volunteers from little old Hull, Illinois, that are making more money for Parkinson's research down at Barnes Hospital in St. Louis than anybody else in the entire St. Louis metro region. So we definitely appreciate that. And it may be the money that you spend on the raffle for the ring, or the money you spend entering the race, or something else you buy. You have some commemorative items that people can donate in honor of a loved one, right? Tell us a little bit about that. You wanted to mention that.
Well, we do have a silent auction, and There's usually a quilt made by Jan Kennedy that is a part of that. This year I know we have St. Louis Cardinals tickets, a Dot gift card, a basketball goal, and several. We have a lady that makes a lot of jewelry that she's going to have a lot of that out again this year. We had that last year.
Right. Handmade, hand-painted, beautiful.
Jewelry. Unique pieces.
Very one of a kind. Yeah. Absolutely one of a kind.
It sounds to me like people from all over the tri-state should be heading down to Hull on Saturday. I mean, it's a full, fun day with lots of stuff for the kids to do and just lots of stuff. You know, bring your lawn chair. I'm sure there's chairs, but bring your lawn chair. Park yourself somewhere. Right. My gosh, you don't
enjoy the entertainment.
You don't know who's going to be walking by,
right?
You know, to see everything.
And come home to Hull and visit.
Yeah, everybody.
I'd like to see a lot of my friends
Hull.
There.
Okay, so the bottom line is we want to raise a lot of money for Parkinson's. The best way to do it is to go to hullofarace.com, hullofarace.com, register for the run. They'll also talk about the merchandise, about the raffle items, about the things that they're going to be doing. You don't have to go down there to do it. You can do some of this stuff online, and some of it you have to be present to win, and other things you don't have to be present to win. So if you can't make it down, you know, that's okay. But, you know, it's just one of those great things that this little town is doing. And, you know, if you want a pork chop dinner on Friday night or a chicken dinner on Saturday night or all the fair festival food, I mean, just put me in front of the kettle corn kettle and just pop it over right into my mouth and just take out the middleman. I don't need packaging.
That's my favorite too. I'm glad. I don't think we've ever had them before, so I'm excited.
Well, the great thing about kettle corn is it's so much fun to eat, but the person who has to have, you know, they're always wearing long sleeve shirts, and that popping, that sugar gets on your skin and it'll burn you, you know. I mean, it's really fun to eat. It's not so fun to make, so you really appreciate it.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I was just out in California and everything out there is so exorbitantly expensive. They wanted $25 for like a, you know, a family-sized bag of kettle corn. I'm like, excuse me, that's $8 back home, you know, or $10 at the most. So you really start to appreciate these fall, these little small-town festivals. Your money goes a long way. That all-you-can-eat fried chicken dinner, if you don't get your fill there, you're not trying, right? Is there anything else we need to know for the good of the cause before I let you guys go? Thank you again for my bracelet. This was not handcrafted and is not diamond encrusted. I don't know why I didn't get the diamond encrusted one, but I got the rubber one, and that's good enough for me. But anything else that we need to talk about?
We are just always looking for anybody that has this cause near and dear to their heart, and if they feel a need to volunteer in any way, we have lots of volunteer opportunities with us that aren't necessarily, if you can't come the day of the race, you don't have to be there. We have a lot of things that can be done outside of the race throughout the year.
Well, I know there's a Parkinson's support group that meets the second Saturday of the month at the library here in Quincy.
And at 10 a.m.
And so, you know, that might be another way that you guys can spread the word, to get the word out to more and more and more people, because if each one tells one, you know, that's just how
it goes. We attend those meetings.
Yeah,
at
fantastic.
Least through the race season. And they do a good job of advertising for us, as well as they always sell raffle tickets for us. And we will be there this Saturday with raffle tickets.
Okay, so what time is that? 10 o'clock at the library? Okay, so if you want a raffle ticket to win the Peridot ring with diamonds, or to win anything.
Quilt.
Our
general auction.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Again, register before the race deadline at hullofarace.com, or if you just wake up on that Saturday morning, August 17th, and say, I've got some running to do, get down there at 7 o'clock and register in person. You will not necessarily get a t-shirt that fits you. That's the only bad thing. Pre-registrations, make sure one size fits no one, if you register late. But if you want your size, you should have registered early. So anyway, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you for coming out.
And eat some kettle corn for me, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much.
It is 3 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. We'll be back to close it out right after these messages. Just ahead of Fox News at the top of the hour, I want to let you know what's happening tomorrow on The Mary Griffith Show. Vanessa Hall will be here from John Wood Community College. They have a new hospitality curriculum. Now, this is the hot rage in the Nauvoo, Quincy, Hannibal market. There are a lot of jobs that require hospitality training. So if that's something that you're interested in, stay tuned, and we'll talk about that tomorrow on The Mary Griffith Show. Friday, the Quincy firefighters will be stopping by with, of course, their great tips on how to keep you safe as the summer winds down and school begins. And then Tony Award-winning producer Ryan Tanner and Jay Crodinger will be here. They just picked up other Tony Awards recently for their Broadway production. So this is fantastic. We love to talk about them. They're entrepreneurs who reside here in Quincy part of their year. Of course, they're always out in New York. They're always doing theater things in Oklahoma and Dallas. But it's always interesting when Ryan and Jay stop by. And we're going to see the Tony Award. I hope they bring it. They probably have it locked up somewhere and won't let me touch it. But that'll be kind of fun. That's on a Friday. And if you ever want to be a guest on The Mary Griffith Show, well, it's just simple as pie. Drop me an email at mgriffith, mgriffith, at Star Radio. That's just one R in that, starradio.com. Also, you may have noticed we're advertising for a new morning show partner for me. So if you want to play with me in the mornings, drop me a line at that email as well.
This is a Fox News alert. The vice president picks a governor to be her running mate. I'm Dave Anthony. Tim Walz from Minnesota, who just posted on X, it's the honor of a lifetime, and that Vice President Harris is showing us the politics of what's possible. She texted her choice to her Democratic supporters, calling Governor Walz a battle-tested leader with an incredible track record of getting things done for Minnesota families.
In the text that went out, including fundraising emails that are now going out to folks, they talk about his effort to invest in infrastructure, his ability to reach across the aisle on some items, but he also is mentioned for his support of reinstating abortion protections after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. So that's, of course, an issue that's been number one on the Harris agenda, and we see that she is putting that forefront with her VP pick.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the White House. Walz was chosen over her other finalist, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Republican reactions pouring in. Trump campaign spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt just told Fox.
In Minnesota, he signed a bill giving licenses to illegal immigrants. Tim Walz, like Kamala Harris, is soft on crime. He also supports the defund the police movement.
Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox it's a dangerously progressive ticket.
The Democrat Party has a massive anti-Semitism problem. That is why they did not pick Josh Shapiro, because it probably would have cost them Michigan and Minnesota.
That's where there's been a lot of pro-Palestinian support, angry over Israel's war in Gaza. Now, ex-House Speaker Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's pushing back, telling MSNBC.
To characterize him as left is so unreal. It's just not what the question is. He's right down the middle. He's a heartland of America Democrat.
Governor Walz will be by Vice President Harris's side tonight as they rally together in Philadelphia. On Wall Street, a rebound. The Dow gaining back 473 points from yesterday's big loss. The Nasdaq up 270. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-887-1010. 800-887-1010.
Again, our top Fox News story, the Democratic presidential ticket is set. Vice President Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate 13 weeks before the election.
In 13 days, they'll be formally nominated at the convention in Chicago. It's primary day in four states.
Progressive Democrat Cori Bush of Missouri could become the second member of the squad to lose a primary this election cycle, as she faces a stiff challenge from St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell. In Washington, Dan Newhouse, one of two remaining Republican House members who voted to impeach former President Trump, is facing not one, but two Trump-backed candidates.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. There are also primaries in Kansas and Michigan. Tropical Storm Debbie is giving Georgia and South Carolina a soaking, so there could be a lot more flooding after the storm left parts of Florida underwater. Hundreds of people needed rescue in the Sarasota area. Debbie's also blamed for five deaths.
Feet of rain, courtesy of Debbie, are expected up and down South Carolina's coast. Charleston Mayor William Cosgrove is urging residents to prepare while organizing the city's response.
We do have high water vehicles that are going to be available. We don't know when the 10 to 12 inches are going to go or come. Could come in two or three bands. It could come in 10 bands.
Debbie is expected to sit on top of the South Carolina coast for a day or so with little forward motion, meaning it will be able to recharge itself from ocean waters while dropping rain on coastal communities, which are flood prone. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is holding a hearing on the Alaska Airlines flight in January that put Boeing's manufacturing under a lot of scrutiny when a door plug blew off the jet.
On behalf of the entire agency, we are so sorry for all that you experienced during this very traumatic event.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.